Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ground. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. I will be with you momentarily. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank those of you that just so graciously continue to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And I just want you to just get you a good seat on this evening and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I will be opening up the chat room momentarily, and so just give me a moment to get that up and running, and I will be so appreciative, hallelujah, because I know that God is able to do anything, but it's with some stipulations, because we know that there is just one thing God just cannot, will not do. And that, my friend, my brother, and my sister, my constituents, my listening audience, you, the congregation, that is fail. We might fail. We know we fall short of the glory and honor of God, but we know that God is a God of his word. And so with that being said, we know that we can trust God with a life. We can trust him with everything that we own, our children, hallelujah, our wealth, our health. We can put it all in his hand, hallelujah. And so I'm going to now go and acknowledge those that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, or even the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours, moments ago. And we say this to let you know, the listener know, that you are not alone, hallelujah, in your hour of bereavement, and that God has pilgrims, sons and daughters, all around this planet, that are praying continually for you, you and you. And just know on today that you're not alone. You might be alone physically, but spiritually, you're not alone. We are to be prayerful and help us one to another. Hallelujah, as God's word has commanded. All right, we're going to now go on into our opening prayer. And we fail not each time that we come across, hallelujah, this airway and skyway to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior. And I want to introduce to some and present to others. He's our soon coming Messiah. He's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And so we're going to go down right now and acknowledge him. God said, in all you do, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to go into our opening prayer, asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads. Father God, We come with a grateful heart, for your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to assemble in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. Hallelujah. We know that you're going to come one day and crack those clouds. But until you do that, until you come, God, you said work until you come. So until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. Send you on this evening, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the praise and glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. You are tuned into the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And I will be with you on this evening. I'm planning 1 hour. But God will do the leading and I will follow. So we're going to take you right now on into a live program that's already in progression. I want you to get your laptops, all your digital devices, and bring them aboard, for we are in need of them. Hallelujah. Just thank each and every one that so graciously, continually to just make this program a part of your listening portfolio. And God is going to bless you because God said that he blesses a cheerful giver. May it be your time or your talent, whatever you render unto God, he will reward you graciously and generously. In Jesus' name that we petition. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on tonight, entitled Trouble at City Hall. I want to say that one more time. Trouble at City Hall. So we're going to take our first key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. It says that whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 11 and 27. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. All right, we're going to move on over to our second key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. Praise your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah. He took bread, gave thanks to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. Hallelujah. Of Luke 22 and 19. And I just want to share a little bit of this story with you. Hallelujah. There was an incident, hallelujah, that a 65-ton crane had backed into the government building, creating a huge hole in the front wall. According to a supervisor, the crane operator had just been careless. And so we know that in this era, in this world that we're encountering all kinds of dangerment, accidents. This remind you and I what happened in the church in the ancient Corinthian. By being absorbed and careless with the bread and the wine of the Lord's table, God church members backed into a big trouble because their failure to honor the sanctity of the ceremony dishonored the memory of Christ's sacrifice. We find out that many believers paid for their mistakes with the loss of health or even their lives. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 11 and 30. Urged the Corinthians to judge themselves so that they wouldn't be judged, verse 28 and 31. And he pointed out that even the Lord's judgment was for their benefit, verse 32. We know that the Lord's table will remain an opportunity and a danger until he comes, verse 26. By the attitudes of our heart, we will either honor his death or do damage to his name. So Paul encouraged you and I and us, before you celebrate the Lord's Supper, he urges you and I to prayerfully examine yours and mine and ourselves, then with a heart of gratitude, focus on his sacrifice for you and I. As we Paul in fresh honesty confess the sins that I tried to hide, but Christ can see. And then in the holy hush, I taste the meal and gratefully recall his death for you and I and me. We know that only those who take their sins seriously can remember Christ's cross gracefully. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And our title again on tonight, entitled Trouble at City Hall. Hallelujah. We know that temptation is an unacceptable reality that has haunted every generation since Adam. But however, we need not yield to temptation or be captive by sin. We can have the victory. You might ask, Overseer Ward, but how? What method should one use? As we look at the First Corinthians, we find some meaningful answers. For number one, we can learn from others' mistakes. Hallelujah. Number two, God's power is always available to you and I and us. And then number three, we must abstain from evil. Certainly, these are three great lessons that enable you and I and us to be victorious. We know that the mistakes made by others, like warning signs, they show you and I the danger in going the wrong way. Here Paul illustrated how the Hebrews were tempted, how they yielded and how they were punished for doing so. We have the victory by, hallelujah, learning not to repeat their mistakes. Because of God's divine power, you and I and us are able to win over, hallelujah, the evil, but fully benefit this great power and holy presence. We must be loyal to him. The Hebrews provoked God during their desert experience by doubting his power to provide adequately for them. They yielded to the temptation of suspicious discontent and grumbling. Paul warned the Corinthians not to succumb to similar temptations. Corinthians, our society is infested with their mortality. The human suffering seemingly is out of control due to the evil that are practiced through absence. We can avoid much of the suffering that has plagued this generation just by saying no and restrain from those things that causes destruction to good health and family ties and community peace and spiritual empowerment. Just say no and resist when surrounded by grumbling, despair, and decadence. Trust God and victory will come. We know that the Christian life must continually be a beacon of light in a dark world of sin. So let's you and I and us be challenged to brighten the corner where you and I live. Our sermon once again on this evening is called Trouble at City Hall. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the desire to remember those who gave their lives for their country is noble. Yet as meaningful as that is, it cannot compare to the privilege that belongs to us when we approach the Lord's table. As we celebrate communion, we are obeying Christ's command that we remember his death, the law of Luke 22 and 19, and to do it till he come, 1 Corinthians 11 and 26. When he sacrificed his life for you and I and us, he provided the forgiveness of sin that set you and I free and secure us an eternal home in heaven. Rather than letting the Lord's Supper become routine, you and I and us should make every opportunity at the table through remembrance, day by honoring him till he come. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me on the cross of Calvary. Help me always to remember what you did to set me free. We know that remembering Christ's death for you and I and us should cause us to live for him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that God knows that in a chaos world that we're living in, thing is going haywire. Seem like you might think that God is nowhere to be found, that God could care less. But I'm here to encourage your heart that could be furthermore from the truth. God cares about you and I. God loves you. God do not want one soul lost. God knows the numbers, the stars, yet he is concerned about you and I and us. Even though we are broken by sin, he binds our shattered hearts with sensitivity and kindness. He brings healing into the depths of our soul. We know that the greatness of God's power of his heart, his strength is the measure of his love. He is a tender and mighty God. The psalmist tell you and I and us that God count the number of the stars, even call them all by name. Would he care for the stars that are mere matter and not care for you and I and us who bear his image? I want to encourage your heart tonight. Of course not. He knows about our lonely struggle and he cares. It is his business to care. God, in the form of his son Jesus, was subject to all passion. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Hebrews 2 and 18. He understands and he does not scold or condemn when we fall short and fail. He leans down and listens to our cries for help. He gently corrects us. He heals through time and with great skills. The stars will fall from the sky someday. They are not God's major concern, but you and I are. He is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Jude 1 and 24. And he will do it. The God who made the firmament, who made the deepest sea, the God who put the stars in place is the God who cares for me. Because God cares about us, we can leave our cares with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that a singer, a poet, or even an artist has always known that they can use symbols and metaphors that speak to our heart rather than to our minds. Why that ideals penetrate where everything else has failed. That's why we say a picture is worth a thousand words. We know that image remain in our minds when all else is forgotten. We know that David wrote, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. That scripture reading can be found in a lot of Psalms 18 and 2. He was thinking of physical elements that convey spiritual realities. We find out that fresh is a deeper thought, linking the visible world to the invisible realm of the spirit. David doesn't wander into the definition and explanation, for explanation can blunt imagination. We find out that each picture is left hanging in our minds. Image that evoke mystery, arouse our imagination, and deepen our understanding. David wakes up what is hidden deep within us. It's good to think long thoughts about it. What does this mean to you and I? God is mine, our fortress. God is my rock, my shield. We know that our love of God, our shield and stay, through all the perils of our way. Eternal love, be we trust, forever safe, forever blessed. Faith bridges chasm that reason cannot fathom. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion, go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, for he is people friendly. Hallelujah. And till we meet again, cross these airways and skyways. Hallelujah. You be blessed. Up now, Zion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
the Lord. Lord, shout it to me. Trust and believe.
If you're coming out, lift your hands and give it voice right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, help me praise him right now. He's worthy to be glorified. Come on, come on, help me worship him right now. Things that held me bound, things that had me locked up. A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees
the tears
you cry,
and
he shares your
and sometimes
you wonder why he
allows
you to go
through
what you go through.
What do you go through? Listen.
Just know he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to lift up those hands and give him
some
praise. Oh, I can't get no help with you. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words. See your days,
dark clouds,
even when the sun is up,
yes,
and from the top of
your
love,
oh,
will there ever be a
change?
What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has his
hand.
Yes, he does. He said, I'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just lift
your head
up
high,
for he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will.
Just know he has his hand.
Oh, sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want to know.
He
to have a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
Everyone else around.
Oh,
the only see the
best in me. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
Get no help of it here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and think that you were going to make it. Because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
I am his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me.
My
yes.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
After all I've been through, I survive every toil, every sin. I'm alive, I'm alive, here I am. Oh, 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 yeah. There were times when I almost came, and I cried, Lord, it's too much. Hell should die. You have failed the time by His grace. He is
any conquerors in this house today? Is there anybody in this house that knows that you will never be defeated by the enemy? Because even though his weapons may be strong, there is no weapon that is formed against you that's going to prosper. Tell somebody, I'm more. Come on. I'm more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror.
More, more, more. Bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my Thank you.